A bill was filed with the NC House this week that would fund the Rebuild NC program, which is meant to repair or rebuild homes in southeastern NC damaged by Hurricanes Florence and Matthew. I'm WHQR reporter Kelly Kanoyer here with the details. The bill is called the Cooper Accountability Act, a jab at the former governor who founded the beleaguered program. It would pump $217 million into the North Carolina Office of Recovery and Resiliency to complete its backlog of around 1,000 projects. The funding can't come soon enough for folks like Karen Gladden, who are frustrated with delays. She moved out of her Hampstead home in November to prepare for demolition and replacement and moved into a rental funded by the program.
I moved out that weekend. So that following week in November, the contractor called me. He was actually pulling up at the house, and he had just gotten a call and said that all construction had stopped.
Now Gladden says her rental reimbursement check from the agency is delayed. Her rent is due at the start of March, and she's worried she'll need to move out.
I don't feel like I have a home anymore.
The Cooper Accountability Act would also implement reporting and accountability requirements for the program, which has been plagued with budget overruns. WHQR reached out to NCOR about the delayed payments, but did not receive a response before press time. I'm Kelly Kanoyer.